Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All right, we got our weekend recaps right now, familia. Brian texted me this late last night, and I was like, really, bro? But it doesn't shock me. He's like, yo, man, I almost got my ass kicked by two NFL linesmen. And I was like, all right, got to hear this story. So this weekend, you went back to Atlanta.
Went to Atlanta.
Because yeah. you have a place down there, and also your girlfriend lives there, so you went out there real quick. How did this come up, bro?
So we went to this live band karaoke on Saturday night. It's this place. Yeah, it's like this band that plays, like, you know, all the karaoke hits, like everything by Journey and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? They don't. So my buddy Joe was going to sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hell yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's
it's
the best one.
Fantastic
yeah.
karaoke song. And so he was like, hey, can you get a video of me doing this? And so I go, you got it, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get to sing live band karaoke very often. So he starts singing, and I'm filming as I'm walking through the crowd because this place is just packed, right? And I want to get a good video. And I'm not really paying attention. I'm like, excuse me, to these people, and they don't do anything.
They don't move.
Like, guy says, nah. He says, nah. What do you mean, nah?
Damn.
That's not even an option right now.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me, I didn't ask you a question. Yeah, you don't get to say no. That's not...
wow.
So I just finally, I'm like trying to film him, so it's, you know, get off me, and I just kind of shove through.
Ooh, now, let me say, Brian, you're a tall dude.
Yeah, 6'4".
Mm-hmm. 6'4", you know, well-built, whatnot, so you push somebody, they're going to move.
Yeah, well, these guys were pretty big, so but I wasn't paying attention to them because I was trying to make sure I got a good shot for the gram, right? So I'm like going through the crowd, and finally, the one guy, I look over, and he just keeps looking at me, and this is where I think if you're ever going to challenge two NFL linemen to a fight, you got to challenge both of them because you got to out-crazy them, right? So this dude's looking at me, and I was like, yeah, you, and I point at him, I go, you and your friend, and then I waved them both over.
No way!
Bro.
I did two fingers.
Get over here.
Both of them. This is like not a move anyone does.
No,
and
all.
They were like, looked at me like, this guy's a psychopath. Because these guys were like 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
They both play for the Atlanta Falcons. And they were looking at me like, this guy must, like, they looked at me like I know some sort of, you know, like
karate,
I'm a lethal weapon or something.
Yeah, this guy's not scared of us.
So my friend Joe's like, yo, those guys are linemen for the Falcons. I was like, I just threatened both of them. Like, I just told them both to come on over and get a piece. All you can handle, both of you. You and your friend. And so he goes, you might want to, I got to walk by these guys to get back out of the club. So I went over and I was like, hey, guys, really sorry about that. I just, you know, I was trying to film a video and I just was kind of like, little, you know, a little overreacted.
Right.
And then the guy goes, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Go, here we go again.
No,
you
Brian!
Okay, I didn't do it.
Okay.
I was like, my friend Joe was like, don't worry about it. I was like, I just went off. But then in the back of my mind, I was like, I should have steadfast to my, you and your buddy, come on over.
Just out crazy them. Tell your homie Joe to hold
you
back.
All you can eat, bro.
Hold me back.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Came close.
Brian, well, I knew nothing happened because you're here today.
I made it.
And you look well. You know what I'm saying? You don't have any injuries on you, so that's a good thing, bro. All right, man. Coming up next, more of our weekend recap. So as you know, for the second time, I tried to make it onto the Hottest Dads at Disneyland Instagram page. It's called Dilfs of Disneyland. Hilarious story, guys, that happened in regards to this. I got blowed up this weekend in regards to this. And then before all that, though, Friday... literally had one of the most difficult days of my life. You know, as you guys know, Friday, I was up on a high. You know, the situation just announced that my wife and I are pregnant for the second time. My in-laws were flying in from Northern California. They're going to go for the first time to Disneyland with my daughter, Ariela, who's a year and a half year old, and us on Saturday. So you just like, yeah, man, super stoked. And the mission was to make it on... the Instagram page for Hot Dads at Disneyland, you know. And
it's a solid goal.
Tell you a funny story about that in a second. But all of a sudden, Friday after the show, I get on the phone with my mom's doctor. So my mom has been battling MDS, which is myelodysplastic syndrome, for the last 3 years. It's basically a bone marrow dysfunction or like a blood disorder where she's not producing red blood cells that could potentially lead to leukemia. Thankfully, it's not to that point yet. But there really is no cure to it. You could just control it and allow them to live longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to the doctor and she basically says, hey, this chemo treatment is not working on your mom.
Mm.
And she needs to go to the ER right now to get 3 units of blood because her blood is so low and she needs to get blood transfusion.
Wow. So like the red blood cells in her blood is so low? Is that what you're talking about? Okay, yeah. So she got to get like the blood cells.
All that. Yeah, just a full blood transfusion, man. And so they go to the ER. I'm here at work. I take off after the conversation with her and I'm like, all right, well, doctor, what else is there? And she says, well, it's pretty much downhill from here. Hmm. And I was like, and as a son, as a person, as someone you love, you sit there and you're like, no, there's got to be more.
Right. Like you're a doctor. Fix it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I talked to my good friend Majestic here, and he's got some friends up in New York, Jay and Melissa, that work in chemotherapy and things of that sort. And they're like, hey, man, when was the last time they did a bone marrow biopsy on your mom, right, to really find out what's going on and where the situation is? And I'm like, great question. So I get all this information and research, and I go back to the doctor, and I call her, and I said, hey, when was the last time you guys saw a bone marrow biopsy from my mom to know exactly what's going on in her life? They did their research. It was 3 years ago when she was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So it's like, basically, you've been diagnosing her certain medicine now for something that was in her body 3 years ago. Things could have changed. Medicine has changed since. So it's just, I want to encourage you, if you're going through something like that with a family member, you know, we got to respect and we're very grateful for doctors and so on and so forth. But you also have every right to ask more questions, to challenge, to get second opinions. And so long story short, we're going to get a second bone marrow biopsy coming here very soon to find out what else can be done. Mm-hmm. So I go to the hospital with my mom, and you're sitting there, man, and you just get these news and you're looking at your mom and you're like, no, this can't happen. No. And she sees me. My eyes are, you know, filling up with tears. I'm trying to be as strong as I can for my mom, you know. And then she busts something on me that I always say at the end of the show. And because she's asking me, she doesn't speak English very well. But she asks me, what do you say at the end of the show all the time? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, around the dopest moment. And I was like, oh, I just say, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. And then she put that on me. She's like, babe, mijo. Wow. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. I'm going to be all right. We got to have faith in God. You still have me. She's healthy. She's strong. She's walking around. She's doing great. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was a tough day on Friday. Mm-hmm. But I just want to thank any of you that take the time to donate blood, because it's thanks to you that people like my mom are still alive. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. And if you never thought about giving blood, please do. Please do. Because you never know when you're going to need it or a family member is going to need it. And I'm just super grateful for those of you that are donating blood. She got out of the hospital. She's good. She's strong. And that's the crazy thing is that, man, they always ask her, like, do you have chest pains? Do you feel, like, dizzy? This. She's like, no. She's like, her attitude's so amazing.
I feel fine.
Yeah.
Stop asking me questions, you bummer.
So it's crazy, man. But Saturday, we went out to Disney. And I kept those words in my mind of what my mom said. We got to enjoy life. We got to enjoy our parents while we have them here. And, you know, my wife's parents were here and want to have that experience of Disneyland with my daughter, Adiela. And we had a great time. One of the funniest things that happened on Saturday, we were in the show Frozen. They have a musical, kind of like a Broadway musical, Frozen, which is really good. And all of a sudden, there's like a rock or boulder that came onto the stage. And Adiela yells out, because
God.
Any ball or sphere thing that she sees rolling by, she thinks it's a soccer ball.
She's your daughter.
And she's like, God. You know, and it was like the cutest things ever, man. And then yesterday, Sunday, we just spent the entire day with my in-laws and my parents. They get along tremendously well. We're just in our backyard. Mm-hmm. We were cooking and just chilling by the pool and just enjoying life, man. Just telling, they were telling us stories about life, about things they've been through. And it was awesome. But man, I just want to encourage you, whatever you're going through right now, literally don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Keep having that faith and enjoy those that you love around you. And I do want to wrap up my weekend with this funny story, guys. So, you guys know, last time we were all at Disneyland, I tried to make it onto the Instagram page for
Dad Bods hot at dads, Disney or something like that.
The Hot Dads, which is like DILFs at Disneyland, right? You got to get like nominated. I never made it, right? Long story short, I get hit up on Twitter. Producer Brad hit me up on text. I made it this weekend.
Yes! You made it?
To the Hot...
Whoa. Well,
kinda.
Okay.
Kinda made it.
You in the background of someone else's
it's
picture?
It's not the verified page?
I photobombed another hot dad. No, just get in there. Like, look at the dad bod behind. No, I kinda made it because I made it to their stories.
Okay.
Not their main feed on their Instagram. So I made it to the story. So my translation of that is like, I got a blue ribbon.
Did they like comment on it? What did they say? What was the, for or like just
participation? I may have screenshotted it. I don't know. I mean, maybe I screenshotted it.
Oh, you're God. Only doing your due diligence if you screenshot it. You have to.
They just put a big like emoji, okay. Like with the heart.
That's good.
And maybe my wife is the one that tagged them in the picture. Whatever.
Okay.
What she took of me is me and Ariela. I'm rocking a pink Mickey Mouse shirt, you know, just rocking it. Like what? With my dad bought. But guys, I kind of made it. But I feel like by making it to the stories, it was like, you know, when you participate in something in elementary and you get the blue ribbon, like, hey, thanks for participating.
It's like a consolation prize.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not going to, we don't want you up forever, but 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
It's going to erase eventually, right? Nope, because I screenshotted it. And it's up on our Instagram stories. I didn't even make our own radio station's main page. You promised us that this weekend you were just going to chill out, but it's hard for me to believe that because out of anybody in this room, maybe besides DJ Majestic, you have the craziest case of FOMO. Fear of missing out.
And people inviting you to do things.
Oh,
It's easy not to do anything when no one invites you.
Right? True.
Like, it's easy to chill when you're not in high priority.
And that's the thing. It was, oh my gosh, this weekend there was so much going on between Jay-Z and Beyonce and... pretty much all my friends were at Life is Beautiful in Vegas.
Okay.
So I leave the show on Friday and everyone's texting me. They're like, hey, we got free tickets for you. Just come. Like, you can tag along with us.
Just
we're driving. Up. We're doing this. We're doing that. So I'll tell you what. Last week, my ex was in town.
Yeah.
And I basically had a boyfriend for a week. And it was exhausting.
Chelsea,
too much.
Right. Come in here bragging about how tired you are.
It literally took everything out of me. So... this weekend, I totally just chilled and relaxed.
Really?
Yep. I turned everything down. I didn't let FOMO get me. I stayed off social media and I got a massage. I slept
so much,
ran errands. It was like the most productive weekend I've had in a really long time.
It was like a mini retreat for you.
Honestly, it was great. And because all my friends were out of town too, it was like, okay, it was easier to sort of just like stay in, read, chill. So I feel kind of like a new person.
That's funny when it's like when your friends all leave and go do something. And I mean, I'm someone who gets victimized by FOMO all the time. So I'll be like, yeah, man, I just want to chill. And then 2 minutes into sitting by myself, I'm like, this sucks. I'm alone with my thoughts.
30 seconds into looking at your friend's stories or anybody's stories, you're like, damn it, I need to do something with my life right now. They're big. They're living their best life. What am I doing?
No, I definitely had some regrets this weekend, though, watching the Jay-Z stories, Jay-Z and Beyonce stories. And then also, I mean, Life is Beautiful looked awesome. But... I wasn't regretting it this morning because I woke up. I had an extra pep in my step.
Yes.
Feeling good.
Not hungover. You're good
no.
to go. Yeah, J Balvin concert was going on at the Forum, too.
Yeah.
All kinds of people were partying it up this weekend.
97.1
Amp.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.